From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama has met with the president of Laos in the first trip to the landlocked Asian nation by a U.S. leader. He is in Laos for two Asian summits before leaving site of the G20 summit in China Monday. Mr. Obama said he hoped his visit would help end the post-war unexploded ordnance issue.
A lot of work can be done around war legacy issues. For the Lao, that involves dealing with unexploded ordnance, which is still plaguing big chunks of the countryside. And since Laos is still a relatively poor country that is developing, their capacity alone to clean that up is hampered by a lack of resources.
The U.S. Tuesday announced $90 million in aid to rid the country of such unexploded bombs. He is also expected to urge congressional ratification of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive free trade deal that is a U.S. campaign issue.
What I'll be telling them is that the United States has never had a smooth, uncontroversial path to ratifying trade deals, but they eventually get done. And it's my intention to get this one done because on the merits, it is smart for America to do it.
Both major party presidential candidates are opposed to it. Gabon's justice minister has resigned following the controversial re-election of President Ali Bongo by a razor-thin 5,000-vote victory margin over opposition candidate Jean Ping. Last week's announcement sparked post-election violence that left at least six dead. The former justice minister has called for a vote recount. Meanwhile, Ping has called for a general strike to topple Mr. Bongo. This is VOA News. A car bomb blast struck central Kabul late Monday, hours after two other explosions near the defense ministry killed at least 24 and wounded more than 90. Gunfire could be heard after the third blast, with an interior ministry official saying a guest house may have been the target. The first two blasts were claimed by the Taliban, and RAND Corporation analyst Jonah Blank said it underscores a shift away from attacks on security forces.
The Taliban is launching a major offensive and is taking very seriously its goal of inflicting maximal casualties.
An army general and two police commanders were among the killed. The bombings come less than 2 weeks after gunmen attacked the American University in Kabul, killing at least 13. The U.N. Security Council will take up the latest North Korean missile launches Tuesday. The North fired three missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday from a site along its east coast. Leader Kim Jong-un has called for continued missile and nuclear development. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said this has been the year of North Korean missile advances.
If you look at the number of ballistic missile launches this year, it's more than in all previous years by North Korea. He is clearly trying to move out and develop a really serious threat.
Japan's defense ministry said the missiles fell into its exclusive economic zone, calling it a grave national security threat. The group of 20 economies meeting in China agreed to closer coordination of their economic policies and pledged to resist trade protectionism. Host President Xi Jinping urged his counterparts to drive global growth in part through innovation. But managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, called for growth that benefits more people.
And there was clearly a consensus in the room around two facts. There must be more growth, and growth must be more inclusive.
China, meanwhile, agreed to cooperate more closely with its trading partners on its steel exports. German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the G20 summit took responsibility for her party's crushing defeat Sunday in a state election in Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania. Just a year before national elections, a Christian Democratic Union finished third behind the Social Democrats and the Alternative for Germany. She acknowledged her controversial migrant policy was a major campaign issue. A car bomb exploded Monday in central Baghdad, killing at least seven, wounding 15. The attack in the Shia Muslim district of Karada was claimed by Islamic State. A South Sudanese spokesman Monday said his government must still agree on the makeup of a new 4,000-strong regional peacekeeping force that President Salva Kiir agreed to following a meeting with members of the UN Security Council in Juba. And Phyllis Schlafly, a leading American conservative voice against the feminist movement of the 1970s, has died at age 92. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.